Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the Noon Report, we give you direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues. At the state capitals, they are, as always, Jason McGuire at New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Gear with the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Michael, we're going to begin with you this week. Big news out of Scranton, PA, the Electric City. The president pitching his Build Back Better plan. I got to ask you, are Pennsylvania voters buying what he's selling?
Well, I think they're finding the shelves are bare. There's supply chain issues with what the president is pitching. People are not buying it in many respects. Number one, whether the price tag is $3.5 million or some subset of that. Americans and Pennsylvanians are looking what the Biden administration is doing with the open borders, with the issues of CRT, transgender, in the education realm, and so many different issues that this is not at the top of the list of what Americans are concerned about. And he was not greeted all that kindly by many people in Scranton, and I think his poll numbers that are reflected nationally also are reflected right there in Scranton.
Yeah, and we'll, of course, be watching Pennsylvania, one of those bellwether states, in next year's midterms. The vote is on in New York, Jason, tomorrow, Saturday. Early voting begins for this year's election, and you're urging no on three important ballot questions. Briefly, what are they and how come?
Yeah, there's actually five ballot proposals to be on that ballot. I wouldn't be hurt at all if voters rejected all five of the ballot proposals, if that keeps it easy. But particularly proposals 1, 3, and 4, we believe would undermine the election process here in New York, and we're urging a no vote. One deals with redistricting, the gerrymandering of districts. Another one deals with more of the universal balloting, early registration. We would just be pleased if voters would vote no on those ballot proposals on their ballot this November.
All right, again, election day is fast approaching. We did a story, Michael, just a tragic story about a woman who was denied a kidney transplant because she wouldn't get the COVID shot. And her life is in danger now. Geisinger Health announced that it is requiring COVID vaccines for transplant recipients. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's wrong. It is tragic, and I've read the story of Sherry Breen of Muncie, this woman who suffers from stage 4 kidney disease, an example of that. And every human body is different. Everybody's medical situation is different. And for blanket policies like this, whether they be government-endorsed and promoted mandates or hospital chains that are saying you must do this or we won't treat you, are not fair and I think are wrongly discriminatory. And thankfully, there are other hospital chains like UPMC and others that say at least they'll take a look at what is the person's conscience, what are their viewpoints, but also what is their medical history, what kind of things are going on in their specific body, their unique body, that suggests they can get the vaccine or should not get the vaccine.
The State Labor Department, Jason, had a big announcement this week about marijuana in the workplace. Of course, the drug recreational pot legalized back in March, but employers no longer can do drug testing for marijuana. What's this all about?
Yeah, this is problematic for a number of employers across the state. But essentially, employers are no longer going to be able to require marijuana drug testing unless there is some state or federal requirements that it be allowed. But obviously, there won't be many in the state, and federal may change. But right now, they're going to be limited, and they can't do the drug testing. Beyond that, though, even if you have an employee who is using weed, you're going to have to demonstrate, quote, objectively observable evidence. Well, that's going to be very difficult to determine, and I think this will have a negative impact on workplaces across the Empire State.
Yeah, Michael, we saw the Attorney General Merrick Garland grilled this week about politicizing the DOJ and going after parents at school board meetings. I wonder if that was the impetus behind this transparency in education bill that passed a Senate panel this week. This one's generating a lot of discussion in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think the genesis is partly that and partly what we're seeing in places like Loudoun County, Virginia, and other places where parents are finding out what's going on in the school district in the teaching of CRT or transgender issues, even getting as young as kindergarten is being taught that. Some of the transparency or concerns and need for transparency, also parents were awakened to that during the COVID crisis when teaching was done online with Zoom and those other things. Parents were seeing into the classroom in ways they never had before, and that's why the lawmakers here in Pennsylvania and I think around the country are saying parents need to know more about what's going on in the classroom.
Yeah, and there appears to be maybe a little rift developing, Jason, in the state Democratic Party. Chairman Jay Jacobs took it on the chin when he refused to endorse a certain candidate in the Buffalo mayor's race. We're going to see AOC in Buffalo this weekend campaigning for India Walton, the self-described socialist there. What does this Jay Jacobs controversy say about the state of the Democratic Party in New York?
Well, I think as we often talk about, there is a rift between the Democratic Socialist of the wing and the more moderate wing of the party. Jay Jacobs, an Cuomo ally, is viewed as more moderate than many of the Democratic Socialists within the party, and there's a fight for which direction the Democratic Party is going to go. Those that want to pull a left are heading that direction, and Indy Walton in Buffalo is a part of that wing.
Now, you see any chance of Byron Brown winning that race?
It's tough to win a write-in campaign. I mean, if he does it, there's been an enormous effort put in here. It would certainly be historic, but I just don't see enough votes in a write-in campaign to take out Indy Walton.
Michael, this one doesn't really pertain to Pennsylvania, but I'd love to get your thoughts on this. The Vice President, Kamala Harris, who's kind of been incognito on a lot of issues, hasn't been in Virginia, that governor's race, so huge in a couple of weeks. She recorded a video that was played back in 300 churches urging people to vote for the Democrat candidate, Terry McAuliffe. How is that legal?
I don't think it is, quite frankly, and unfortunately, though, there appears to be a double standard on issues like this with electioneering happening in churches, the double standard that has existed for some time. Many pastors in certain demographics are very afraid and run away from even talking about elections or talking about political issues or policy issues when they shouldn't be running away from it. But this goes way over the line in many people's views in terms of IRS and FEC regulations, when you actually are campaigning for a candidate in a church pew, in a church pulpit. And we see that as very problematic.
Yeah, and we're going to talk in a minute about a voter guide and what you can and can't do in church, and we'll let you discuss that in just a minute. But first, Jason, gas prices. I think I was up for $50 to fill up my van this week. It hasn't been that expensive in quite a while. State Senator Tom O'Meara says we need to suspend the gas tax here as fuel costs just go through the roof. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I just came back from a little swing through a number of states on a college tour with my daughter, and I will tell you that gas was as low as $2.84 in some of those states, when it's about $3.84 back home here in New York. That dollar difference is taxes.
Yeah.
If you fill up your tank once a week, that's an extra $1,500 a year. That impacts families' budgets, and that's why, really, even a gas tax is a pro-family issue in the Empire State.
Yeah, I think $5 now a gallon in some parts of New York City and in California. So unbelievable what's going on out there with inflation. Michael, we've been talking about the election, and you know it's off-year election, so a lot of folks are going to stay at home, but they should not. There's a number of important races out there. You have a voter guide. What's on that guide, and how can folks get their hands on it?
They absolutely should not stay home on November 2nd or send in their mail ballots beforehand. On our voter's guide, we cover the state judicial races. We have statewide races in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, Superior Court, and Commonwealth Court. We also cover school board races around the state with responses from many school board candidates. So these are important elections. We do encourage people to turn out. Don't consider it an off-year election. Every election is important and makes a difference in how the Commonwealth goes going forward.
And then finally, Jason, the governor seems bent on enlisting schools to help get young kids, we're talking 5 to 11-year-olds, vaccinated, getting the schools involved in this. Is this the role of schools?
Well, it really seems coercive. You know, increasingly we see the role of government growing, and I think we're seeing it now even in regard to vaccinations in the schools. If parents want to make that choice, let them do it. But I think it's coercive when you have administrations at the school level urging that shot for those students.
All right, and just like that, hey, we are out of time. If you want more information, you got a Friends of the Family banquet coming up with former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, Michael. If folks want more information about that or anything else that you're working on, where can they find you?
They can find that and the Voter's Guide at pafamily.com.
And stay informed on all the issues. We've been over a number of them this week in New York State, Jason. But you have a wonderful website where folks can find out more as well. What is that, sir?
AlbanyUpdate.com.